Rodney Greer with Scholarly Lust Blogcast, presenting interfaith discussion about Abraham and his family. The Oxford Interfaith Forum presented this month, October 2021, as part of the interfaith discussion series intended to promote interreligious dialogue between scholars of different faiths that draw from similar scripture traditions. This session was entitled Discussions on Abraham and His Children, and is meant to focus on shared narratives of tradition about the religious patriarch Abraham from multi-faith and multidisciplinary perspectives. This session was chaired by Reverend Dr. John Goldengay, who is Emeritus David Allen Hubbard, Professor of Theology at Fuller Theological Seminary. The first presenter was Professor Anna Sapir Abulafia. She is a professor of the study of Abrahamic religions at the University of Oxford. Professor Abulafia outlined various approaches to the story of Abraham in relation to his sons and their sons as each of the three religions approach the story as scripture supporting the exclusivity of their own religions. Her presentation was very engaging and really was informative in outlining how various religious perspectives have used the story of Abraham and his family to justify particular theological positions. For example, she described how the story of Jacob, who was born to Isaac and Rebekah, Abraham, symbolized for Christians that the younger religion, seen as Christianity, was meant to rule over the former religion or Judaism. This was a super surprising thing to me. I hadn't realized that this was a perspective that was justified in this way, even though I grew up Christian. This idea permeated medieval theology so much, she said, that Augustine declared that Jews were meant to be book carriers for Christians, signifying that the Hebrew Bible was preserved for the main idea of promoting Christianity. Professor Abulafia urged for a willingness to embrace a more complex view of the three religions and their views of Abraham and his family as they evolved through time. Her presentation promoted an interfaith perspective, acknowledging that even though each religion drew upon the Abrahamic narrative to exalt one religion above and against the others, it is more likely that historically there are broader views to be represented even among the three religions. Her appeal to consider more complex views and inclusive views of religious perspectives falls directly in line with the Interfaith Oxford Forum's objective of building bridges between people of different faith traditions that lean on the same scriptural resources. The next presentation was made by Dr. Zeniv Sayilgan. She is the Institute for Islamic Christian and Jewish Studies professor in Baltimore in the USA. She presented on the Prophet Abraham in Islamic spiritual practice. She proposed the view of wisdom gained by inspiration from what Islam refers to as Father Abraham and Mother Hajar, who is also called Hagar. She speaks about Hajar as a mother of faith, a person who is an enslaved Black woman from Egypt. She was a low-born domestic laborer, a foreigner, a refugee, and a single mother abandoned by her son's father. It is from the quiet dignity of a lowly-born slave that Muslims descend in this lineage. She is also a figure that is esteemed for her faith in God, trusting that God is the one who called Abraham to abandon her and her son. Dr. Sayilgan concluded with a poem that expresses the sentiment of inspiration felt from the lived example of Mother Hajar, and this is included in the blog. It is called The First Thing by Moja Kaf. I am Hajar the immigrant. There came to me the revelation of the water. I left the world of Abraham, jugs sealed with cork, cooking grease jars, Sarah's careful kitchen fires. The horizon is a razor. I moved over, severing slates of earth, sediment of ancient seas, to stand alone, migrant, here, where the shape of the cup of morning is strange, where dome of sky, mat of earth have shifted, where God does not have a house yet, and the times for prayer have not been appointed. Where the only water is buried deep under hard ground, and I must find it, or my unborn people will die within me. The first thing the founder does is look for water. I am Hajar, mother of a people. I stand here, straddling the end and the beginning. Each rock cuts into the hill like God, each step is blood, is risk, is prayer. The discussion that followed was meant to be brief, an interreligious discussion of shared scripture, so that the whole session lasted only an hour. It is interesting to note that the views of Abraham throughout history are not very clear-cut. Any attempt to clarify or distinguish between these views should be tempered by recognizing the complex relationship between the religions of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Their boundaries have not always been so clear-cut. The other point that was raised was the focus of the Genesis narrative around the perspective of men. We get very little of Sarah's perspective and input as a mother, and while the Hebrew Bible account does give us details of Hagar's role in the life of Ishmael, the Quran gives even more detail and dialogue to the mother figure. For myself, having read the Hebrew account of Abraham's family in Genesis many times, I am increasingly intrigued by the character Hagar, who speaks freely with God and whose requests for help are directly answered by God. Even though Sarah is the female character typically exalted in Christian traditions, particularly in the New Testament book of Hebrews, she is mostly silent in the Genesis narrative. Most of the story is given to Abraham, his perspective, and his interaction with male family members. The lack of emphasis on female perspectives in these narratives stands out whenever these texts are considered. It is refreshing to hear a presentation emphasizing the inspiration found in the Islamic remembrance of Mother Hajar, the slave Hagar, who spoke with God. Thank you for listening. This has been a Scholarly Wanderlust blogcast, and I am Dr. Erica Monhe Greer. I will look forward to meeting you next time.